We'll call the meeting to order. It's 7:03. And I got to the Pledge of Allegiance.
What's the date?
Oh, and the date is May 10th.
10.
10.
Oh, 23. Is it? Hold on. Help me out.
Don't you say the, what meeting it is?
Budget.
This is the Municipal Budget Committee.
Sorry.
We're lost without her.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we are missing our chairwoman, Lynn, so I will do my best to fill in. So I think we can start with reviewing the minutes from last, this is actually the April 12th meeting, so this was, yeah, last month, sorry, yes. Forgot where we were.
Yeah. I read over that.
I didn't type a lot.
But you got the proper year. I didn't in January, so that's
good. But that was January. Nobody ever gets it right the first month. By the time you get to April, it should be.
You
right,
got it.
Yeah.
You got a motion, Sue?
Yeah, I have a motion to approve.
I'll second that motion.
I did notice when I was skimming, there was a question. Oh, actually, I should do this in order. So, yeah, questions from the town. There was a question around.
So, did we take a vote to approve these?
Yes.
That's okay.
Keep me honest.
No, that's okay. You have to say your names because we're on Zoom. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Susan Yap, yes.
Brenda Coughlin, yes.
Katrina Niles, yes.
Susan Gill, yes. Do you approve the minutes, Dick?
I have a couple. Typos. Andrea in two places signs her name, has her name as IA as opposed to EA on the first page.
It is IA.
It is IA.
It is IA.
Yes.
Did I misspell it?
No, it's IA.
You spelled it right.
Dick's used to the other way it's spelled.
On the second page, Mike hired one officer, not one officer.
Okay.
And Andrea's name again. And down on the bottom of that third page, the role should be R-O-L-E. Just typos.
Oh, okay, yep.
She was hungry when she was doing it.
So if the motion is to approve the minutes as amended.
As amended.
Has been seconded.
So you'll just put that in.
And you're asking for a vote.
I have to make the corrections.
I will vote aye.
Okay. Yeah, you have to make the corrections and send it to the webmaster.
Okay.
Catherine.
I'll send it to Lynn and she can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, it looks like...
Oops. That's Lynn. Oh, on my way.
Oh.
Saved by the text.
So why don't we just wait a couple of minutes? Is that okay?
Eat a cookie.
This is for Voidy.
So there's a question, just as a heads up, Sue, there's a question coming to you. It said, question to the selectmen regarding encumbrances originally asked of Russ Dan, specifically the tires at the recycling center. Sue Young will give us answers at the next meeting.
Yeah. And Andrew got it, and I have it right, and if you need it.
What else do I have to change?
Okay, so you have to, not even his name, but there was two other typos.
Did you just make these?
What did it say? Dick, what were your typos?
Delicious, thank you.
Dick, what were those two typos again? Not Andrea's name. The other one's group?
This one.
No.
No.
Andrea is with an IA.
Right.
Mike hired officers, not
okay.
Office.
Right.
Mike
hired officers. I got rolled twice. And then
Mike hired officers. Okay, she's got that.
Yeah. And down the bottom, it's R-O-L-E as opposed to R-O-O-L. I know we're going to roll, but I don't believe the intent was
all right, that. So that was just those three then. And Andrea's name I spelled correctly. Did I spelled it correctly?
I-A.
I-A.
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
So can we just suspend the meeting for a couple minutes? Can we do that and wait for them?
I want a cookie.
Because we've already opened it, you want to do that?
Suspend. suspend it?
To suspend it for...
Can you pause it?
Can you pause it?
Keep going. Well, we can keep going, yes.
Just leave it run the way it's running.
Yeah, okay.
I'm presuming that this is the new administrative assistant here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, everybody else.
She has.
Hi, Jones, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you and I are gonna have to talk, Joan.
Okay.
Some point in time, what is convenient for you.
Okay. No problem.
Who has time for that?
Stephanie has COVID.
Oh, no.
But she did email Lynn, so it's probably excused. Do you want the answer to the next thing, to the question there for the town?
Sure.
Or do you want me to wait till Lynn gets here?
Sue, the reason I don't pause it is somebody may be trying to come in from outside.
Russia.
And we are.
Lisa Hackett.
So the minutes are all set, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They were approved as amended.
Okay.
So, do you want to talk about the question on the encumbrances, tires at the recycling center?
And Chuck responded to Andrea, and it said, because we paid for them from 2022 funds, and they were installed in 2023, I did not budget them for 2023. We seem to be getting about a year and a half out of a set of tires, so in 2024, I will be budgeting for four tires for the skid steer.
Maybe they should do like with the cruiser
department.
Yeah, they should just budget for two tires every year.
And then Chuck goes on to say, also, Dick mentioned something about the recycling center, CRF.
No, no.
There are two set up, but there should only be one. I've reached out. And this is I've been Andrea speaking, reached out to the trustees of the trust to make the correction. Okay.
Yeah, Dick was talking about it last week. It is. We changed the name of that fund in 2017.
Oh.
Remember? It was on the ballot, and we changed the name and the purpose of it. So he was right. There was just the one recycling center, capital reserve fund.
So where did the other fund go? What was the other fund?
Did you combine them?
You just need to change the name.
The name, okay.
You need to change the name and the purpose because it was a solid waste. The solid waste over on the Boston Road. So changed.
Used to be.
So this was a capital.
Is that good?
You have an original action by the legislative body. Follows down. Is amended by the action of the legislative body, follows down to the one that we just did to change things, so you really have one, but the 5K that was in there originally goes down with it and is included with it. You don't have two separate funds.
Right. That sounds like what was, I think it was combined, they're all under one now, they changed the name. Because it used to be, remember it used to be solid waste or whatever when we had the dump?
Hello.
Hey, Lynn.
I am so sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Everything okay?
You're being a nurse right now, we understand.
Yes. Oh, Boyd's in the hospital.
Oh, he's in the hospital, I thought he was home.
No,
they
not
need
home.
The details.
Oh. But I just figured out what day it is when you tested me. I had it all planned. I thought, okay, Wednesday, I can make it. This is going to work. And then I totally spaced. But
we're halfway through it anyway.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I'm providing comic relief by
how little
and
I remember about.
And would you explain to Joan that I don't usually do
I
no
said she is never late.
No.
Ever.
So I'll take a deep breath. And it's good practice for you, right?
No warning.
Okay. Where are we?
We have approved the minutes, and we're looking at the questions that had come up last time. So we just finished discussing tires and capital reserve funds.
Sounds interesting. And everybody met Joan?
Yes.
Okay.
And we all introduced ourselves.
Who's missing? Stephanie's missing.
She has COVID.
She said she emailed you.
Well, she probably did.
Yeah, I know.
She didn't
probably
know
two
Wednesday.
Weeks ago. I know.
She
and Josh is missing.
Josh is missing.
I don't know if I heard from Josh.
You did. We all did.
I did.
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
She's done a magnificent job.
Yes, she has.
With a lot of help
today.
Okay, so we're talking about tires. Go ahead.
Oh, do you want me to say it again? I read it, but I'll say it. I can say it again. And this is Chuck's response. Andrea did all the footwork for this. She got the information. And it says, because we paid for them from the 2022 funds and they were installed in 2023, I did not budget for them in 2023. This is Chuck speaking. We seem to be getting about a year and a half out of a set of tires. So in 2024, I will be budgeting for four tires for the skid steer. And then we were Dick had mentioned something about the recycling center, CRF, and it said there are two set up, but there should only be one. And then Andrea had reached out to the trustees of the trust to make the correction.
Okay.
And she did. I guess it's corrected.
It's all good.
I don't know okay. about the school. Do we even have questions for her?
I don't think we do. Stephanie was here. No.
Oh, so this is really different. Because there's a new, isn't there a new financial administrator?
At the school. Yes.
At the SAU, yeah.
Yes, there is. Everything is
different. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Do we have the town report, the town financials?
Yeah.
What? Does everybody, are they up there?
There should be in their folders.
Right. Oh, they're in their folders. Okay. Okay.
Oh, here's the school. Here's the rest of the school.
Here's all school. This is school.
Oh, it's nice. It could be suggestion. I said, could you print it larger?
I know.
I'm getting too old.
I know.
Old.
Yeah, I hear you.
Even
I
with
know.
Glasses,
yeah,
it's
I
too
know.
Slow.
Is this the town?
School.
Oh, that's the school. That's the school.
What's this one? This one.
I don't think I have that.
Which one? Josh.
We'll take it out of Josh.
Oh, it's probably in my folder.
I don't think I saw your folder wasn't with the group. Is it
no,
separate?
No, for some reason you put two below.
Here.
Oh, probably I put one there.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I got
it. So which
it.
One are we looking at first?
Okay, so
they usually do the town.
So we have the two, here's the, let's see, expenditure comparison.
And the revenue report.
And the revenue report. So we'll look at the expenditure first. The year-to-year expenditure comparison. Before we go on, I realize that she does payroll on Monday. Could she do these on Friday?
Yes, yeah, Sue and I had talked.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
because
I said it used to be
so
that way.
Get it
know
yeah,
it.
Because
yeah.
it's hard for her, I know, to do them on Monday and then.
Yeah, no,
we'll
make sure.
Okay, that would be, because I've been pretty good. The school's been pretty good about sending
yeah,
me the.
They've been excellent.
Okay, all right.
Stick it
out of all right.
The
right.
Room, so.
Okay. I'll give everybody a chance to look at these since we didn't get them very far.
So, Lynn, mathematically, we should have 66% left.
Okay.
Is that correct? I mean, if you just go to the bottom, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, where do we have?
77% available.
Anybody have any questions?
I do. The town report, has the school paid their portion, or is that why we're overdrawn?
That was why we were. I'm not sure if it's showing that it wasn't. I'll check with him.
Well, no, I mean, as of this, it wasn't, correct?
Right.
Is that why we're overdrawn?
Yeah, so
okay. Thank you. My eyes go to the deficits immediately. Right here, see. This is nothing available. Like right here. It should be 33% or 33%.
Are you, the town report or the town report distribution? Which one would you give?
The town report.
Yeah, okay.
Minus where?
And I just go to percent available.
Yep.
And if it's not 33, I wonder why. I mean 66, not 33. I'm sorry.
Okay, any other questions? Okay. Next is the revenue report for the town. No questions? Okay.
I have one again, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Andrea, it says land use change tax, negative 2,500. Did we owe somebody back something or? On the second one down, land use change.
We shouldn't owe anyone anything. I'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, the 123 is from the 55 plus.
Yeah, we should have money come and pay to us. Unless there's a bill, an outstanding bill, we just haven't received the money yet.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, moving right along here. We'll look at the scroll. Let's see. See, these are different also. So this is... I have two of these. Is somebody that missing year-to-date detailed expenditures?
No, I'm just I'm missing the attendance, I think.
We don't have that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's got it? Okay. I have two. All right. In case.
No, it's probably not here this time.
Okay, so let's look at the revenue first. Wait a minute.
That's not revenue.
No, we don't have it. That's not revenue. And this one is the general fund balance sheet. I don't
it's
think
on
we...
that one right here.
And then there's revenue.
Total revenue.
Oh, okay. Do they have a separate fund balance, the school, of their own?
I think so.
I've never seen this general fund balance sheet before. No, this is the school.
Yeah.
I've just total liabilities and fund balance.
The unassigned fund balance. They have nothing.
Well, see, I don't remember seeing this report before. Does anybody else?
It's a balance sheet. We don't normally get the balance
sheet. Yeah, I don't remember seeing this.
But it's the same number as the total fund balance, so I think maybe that's what they have left in their budget. Is that correct? I haven't done the math.
Oh, yeah.
They have 879 left?
Yeah. And they have...
How many
May, June.
Right, so the fund balance must be just what they have on hand.
Yeah.
Right. They haven't paid... That's got to be what they have, yeah.
I would think.
Because
so.
With us, it's different. Our fund balance is a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So revenues and expenditures and change in fund balance.
We haven't gotten any federal money.
You mean the school?
Yeah, it's surprising. Under revenue, it says no federal money.
Well, we can ask Stephanie. I mean, we can ask Stephanie next time.
Do you normally get federal money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they pay it all at the beginning of the year or something. You know what I mean?
At the end of the year.
Or at the end of the year, I mean, yeah.
Not in my... I'll be honest, I don't know how to read this as well as
well, this
will
take a while because this is completely different format.
Well, it doesn't have the detail of the other.
Well, this one has, okay, this one's...
Oh, yes, the big, the last.
Yeah, okay, so let's do that last.
Well, I think these are the same. This is just a summary.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. This is the same as this, but he's put it in
just by category.
Summary categories, right.
So the excess of revenues at the bottom.
Where are you?
At the bottom.
Oh, you're on this
sheet?
Other one.
Yeah.
Wait, let me go back.
Of 725, is that what they've got left for the rest of the year? Or what is the difference between that and the unassigned fund balance? I just don't understand.
I'm talking. It's what, 150?
So the difference is between the total revenue and the total expenditures, so the excess revenue is 725. So that number minus that number.
Okay.
Gives you that number.
You're right.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like they carried over a fund balance of 153.
Right. From last year.
Which so gives them a total of
879.
Okay.
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 All right.
55.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
And they can carry the fund balance over without any, that can just be money that they decide
okay.
to keep?
Not really. What happens is the money doesn't change hands. So we always say they returned it to
right.
the town, but they don't.
They never, had it in the first
okay.
place.
So they don't return it to the town, but we subtract that from what we send them. Okay,
okay.
So what was it, 150?
153.
153. So at the end of the year, after they did all their... remember, they did all those repairs and stuff.
Yeah.
They had 153,000 left over.
Right.
Now, so they don't send us 153 because we send them money every quarter, I think.
Quarterly.
Yeah.
So we just subtract
so
it.
So we just subtract it.
Okay.
So,
got it.
So they don't return it to us, but.
So it doesn't like they write us a check.
They don't, they, yeah.
No,
and
right.
we don't, and they don't get to just keep it and spend it whatever they
but
want.
But we get it.
Goes
but it's
towards
just
the
not.
Taxes,
we
right.
just subtract it from
got
whatever
it.
We,
okay,
we
thank
send
you.
Them. So, but we say that. We say, oh, they returned it to the town.
Well, they,
but,
yeah.
But they don't actually send us
money. We just never
money.
Gave it to them. The
yeah, we just
place.
Keep it from their first
Does the school
payment.
Budget go from when the school season starts?
Yeah, it starts July 1st.
They're different than
yeah.
the town.
Yeah.
And when's the town budget start?
January 1st.
Really?
So we're
calendar
and they're fiscal.
And they're,
okay.
July
wow.
to June.
So their budget's already been approved for next year. That's what you voted on. We've all voted
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very awkward when we're talking about the proposed budget. So when we start at the end of this year, when we're talking about the school budget, we're talking about
24, 25,
right.
you know, and we're asking them to
try to figure it out
all what their expenses
yeah.
are going to be. So it's a little tough. Okay. Yeah, he definitely, remember how it was
oh,
all faint and you couldn't
it.
Read it? It was too small.
Yeah, this
is
much
better. Like, I could almost read it without my glasses.
Yes, I know.
That's crazy.
Almost. Not
quite. We haven't done this one. We're doing that later. Okay. This one next.
Oh, well, this
the
is the same information.
The same. It's just condensed.
It's just, this is condensed.
Oh, okay.
So he took...
is it a he?
Yeah. Corey
oh.
is
Corey.
Picky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is just the detail. The last time, if there's money left over, that they should put it towards the debt.
Yeah.
Did we mention that? I thought that was a great idea.
Towards the interest.
Yeah.
The interest, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and Stephanie
yeah,
said
Stephanie.
She would go back to the
yeah.
board with that idea.
Right. So she'll follow up with us.
Yeah, she was going to talk to the board because we thought that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. Look at
the
money we're spending on it.
Well, yeah, just just makes sense.
Because I didn't think there was a prepayment penalty.
There
was
no, there not. Isn't. There isn't. Yes. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yes, the interest on debt, $81,000.
There you go. Where is he?
San Antonio.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
It's on CNN.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I know.
He looks too relaxed.
I know, really. Looks like you're earning a pizza.
Legal consulting, that's always a chance. Legal fees.
So this May, there's not even 2 months of school left, and they got $700,000. And that's taking out what's
don't
encumbered.
Don't they normally do encumbrances again? They look at how much they have left and encumber some things.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. But
I think they keep track of it right here, Susan.
Even the ones they haven't
encumbered. Yeah,
the teacher's salary, their last check is
there. The encumbrances listed here are the things that they're obligated to pay.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the salary thing.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the year, if they have you know how they usually have about 500,000 left?
Yeah.
Then they used it last year. They used it for repairs and whatever.
And she said that the fire system, weren't they going to...
They were going to use some money
on
that. Yeah.
Which was going to be over $100,000, she thought.
Right.
But can't we also suggest to them to go for that 81?
We did.
Okay.
Pay it towards
Do we have any influence over that or not?
Well...
If they go through their own wish list?
They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they
want. We can only recommend.
Okay.
We can say we think it's a good idea, and they can say we don't want it. But whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
How did they accumulate debt?
Well, they have a lease. I've never heard of a system like it, but they have a lease for all the repairs that are needed at the school. Heating system and new lighting.
So we did it was like a
2.5 or 2.3 million.
But it was a 15-year
article.
Payout, and they call it a lease, but there's no penalty to prepay it early.
Right. So
company's paying for all the repairs.
Yeah. So they've done the repairs, most of them, but we pay it over this whole period. If you look at the,
I think it's like a 15 years.
But 15 or 10? I was hoping it was 10. Do you know, Dick, the school warrant article for the 2.3 million?
How was many it 10 years or 15 years?
10?
What about it?
10 years or 15?
Oh, you mean the one where they actually did the construction?
Right.
Where, yes.
And now we're paying for it over time.
It's probably in the town report, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure. But so if this at the very last page where it shows principal, that's $109,000. So every year we pay off.
We're paying 190 in principal and then 81 in interest.
Yeah.
Well, but it's...
We didn't have the money. We didn't have the taxpayers weren't going to approve $2.3 million.
And rather than do each project piecemeal and then 10 years later, that same project would cost twice as much.
Yeah.
And also the project would be more expensive.
Right. So now it's all just... It's
so
done.
Now it's all done. We just pay it. Yes, Dick.
We're talking about that one at the school there. Well, we're talking about that. That was sold to the voters on the basis of each payment that was made after the first one would be offset by savings that were there because of the energy savings. I'd like to ask the school board, how are they monitored? Are they monitoring, and how are they monitoring to tell us what they have actually saved?
That's a good question.
Ooh,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, we'll ask them.
Gosh, how they
think
that they sold it. It's
conceivable. That is great.
Just to offset,
yeah,
bad thinking then, or they thought wrong, or whatever. But I would
Sure.
Like to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. We'll ask.
You said we were going to save money, therefore your bottom line should be the same. But if your bottom line's going up, it's like, okay, wait a minute. I don't understand that based on that particular line item, those line items. Okay. I would like to ask the school board.
Good idea.
Sure. No, we'll ask.
Or the superintendent of the
school. No, we'll ask Stephanie. We'll ask Stephanie. I send Stephanie, Stephanie gets the minutes, so she looks at what our questions were for the school board. So Stephanie can tell us next meeting.
So those updates or repairs were all for energy conservation?
No. See, some of them were like ventilation, heating, the furnace.
New boiler.
It's old. A boiler, yeah.
So
roof repairs.
So maybe we're not spending as much money on oil because we have our new boiler. Or
except
we
for
have
oil
this,
doubled in price.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And then the lights go off and on automatically.
I think they put an LED light in.
Yeah, they put in LEDs, yeah. So
they did a lot of that kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff. So maybe, like you said, the prices went up, so maybe we're where we were before. I don't know.
But you know what? It's all online on their website. That whole contract that they had is online on their Candia school website.
Yeah.
Under documents, I think it is.
But, I mean, the bottom line is there was no prepayment penalty.
Somebody
said that,
Okay, any more questions on this school report? This, like I said, this is really the same information.
And then they will give us the attendance.
Oh, okay, we'll ask for the attendance information for next time.
And why is no one eating the cookies?
I didn't want
you brought too many, Sue.
Well, I figured 10 people times 4.
Four cookies?
That's what Dean has.
Yeah, well, Dean's tall and he works really hard all day.
So do you.
Oh, you don't work hard all day.
Yeah, but I'm a girl.
Yeah, you have that.
I know, it's not fair, is it?
It's not fair, man. I used to be able to eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's every night.
That's what he does also. Yeah.
I could do that no problem. And once I turned 50, I'm like, well, I guess I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, see, I still do it. Well, I just want bigger plans.
Okay, is there any other issues that we want to talk about? Any other business to cover today? Okay. We usually skip
July.
So our next meeting is June 14th. Yeah. Same time, same place.
Same bat channel.
We're all good. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, Lynn?
Yes.
I would suggest last year we took a month off.
Yeah.
I think that was a mistake. I think there were things that we could have looked at there that would have helped us for years. So I'm hoping that we are not going to take a month off this year.
Well,
the only thing I found is that the school didn't have the end of the year, June, the end of June, July 1st, and the school
didn't
have their
information
because they needed a couple of weeks in July to... beyond our meeting to get...
Yeah, but still, we can come in June and talk about the town as well as the school.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're coming in June. We're skipping July, not June.
There are a number of issues that... this is my last year. There are a number of issues that I think we need to address. I think a meeting would be a good idea.
Okay, why don't you send me what those issues are?
I will.
And then we can maybe talk about some of them in June.
One of them is that I have a huge concern that the Municipal Budget Committee put out something to the voters telling them what their cost was for the individual warrant articles.
Estimate.
I think the numbers were wrong. I know they were wrong. Okay? So I think we should be thinking about that as we go. I'm looking at this from, 1982, I started looking at these. These reports now are different than what we used to get when, say, Donna Becker was putting things out. You're looking at, and I finally got it in my head that there's a general fund, and then there are a number of funds underneath that general fund. We're beginning to see that. I've looked at this, and what I see is I do not see any revenue coming from any of the trust funds or the funds that are kept by the town treasurer.
Okay.
Which tells me that they are not yet using the revolving funds like I have insisted that that's what needs to happen. The revolving funds need to be used to reduce the operating budget. If what they want to do is, and I've talked about it before, is that they should have put, or we could put, or we do it as a special one, a capital reserve fund for a new ambulance. The guy said it's going to take 5 years before we get one. It goes up in a capital reserve. I want to see that capital reserve, too. I want to know what they're doing with Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission on that capital reserve thing. I want to look at it, because I'm not sure that they are showing. They're talking about only doing 8 years out this way. I want to see something back there, too. So, and I talked to the planning board about it. We should be looking at that and saying, what is it that's here? And that'll give us something that when September comes, we can come to listen to what they're planning to do for their operating budget, which is a subset of what we're looking at here. So,
but they haven't finished it, I don't think. I think they're still working on it. Isn't the planning board still working on the...
Oh, yeah.
I want to see where they are now. I want to see what they're putting in there.
Well, they're working on that.
Yeah.
They extended it because there are a couple of departments that needed...
I can call up Nate and I can say, Nate, I want to see your database. What is it like right now?
Well, he can give you what he had. He was in here yesterday working with the police chief and working with the road agent. So it's still a work. That is still a work in progress.
Okay. Well, if there's any specific things you want on the agenda, just let me know.
If that's a good one, to see if that's whatever's available next month.
I think that it would be of value to at least come, not take a month off, but come, have a meeting, and if there's something to talk about, we talk about it, and maybe that makes us smarter for 2 months later when they're already doing the budget.
Okay.
It's such a big vacation month that I think that... I'm not sure how well attended we'd be.
Gardens and canning.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a meeting in June, and we can talk about that in June, and we'll vote on if we want to have a July meeting. That's what we normally do. We vote on whether we're going to have a meeting in July or not. Okay. Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Did we already do that?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Katrina makes the motion.
I'll second it.
And Bill seconds it. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you. Now, did we...